Chizzo, what's going on, world? It's me again, live and in full effect, holding it down for anchor.fm/215 DAUS radio, nonstop working. It's a beautiful day. It's a Tuesday right now. I'm at the market. Hello, good morning. All right. I'm here at the market. And I came over to get me a cup of coffee to talk with you guys and to check out the produce section because I need to re-up on that El Produce. But how are you guys, man? I wanted to talk to you guys. Thank you for tuning in. If you were tuning in last night, we were at the Biggie birthday party event at Silk City, which was a fun time. It was definitely a fun time. Now I'm here. Oh, I'm at the Keurig machine, you guys. We got a Keurig machine over here for $1. You get a 12-ounce coffee, and you pick your joint, your flavor. And I like this Red Eye coffee. So let me know if you guys use the Keurig and you like the Red Eye coffee, because I've been liking that one. So, but I'm here, guys, and I want to talk with you because I love talking with you all. But also, yesterday was a blast, but I wanted to tell you guys about my kite flight the other day. Okay, so the Biggie party was dope. Make sure you guys tune in and check that out. And Megan from Good Girl, she turned out there, jumped on the microphone, did some shouting. Now she was turned up the whole night too. Really cool music played last night. It was a decent crowd, decent turnout, and a lot of Biggie fans, it seems like. I don't want to shake this, but I think I don't want to. Okay, so my Keurig cup got stuck in there. So that's a pain in the butt. So maybe they'll reimburse me here. I don't know. Okay, but yeah, I wanted to tell you guys about my record kite flight. All right. So I did my first ever, my highest flight to date, which is 310 feet. And you guys can check me on that. I had a line of 190 and a line of 120. And I connected those two together via Lark's Head Knot. And I was able to reach my highest flight ever, which is 310 feet there. Definitely a good time. Definitely a good time. So I'm excited about that. I'm looking to do 1,000 feet, guys. 1,000 feet is the height I want to reach. I know that's really high. It's probably going to take forever to let that line out and reel that line in. But I'm going to go for it. And hopefully when I do that, I'll be able to get you guys footage of it. It should be exciting. So I did it with a diamond kite, my American flag diamond kite. I did it with that one because I wanted a little bit of a challenge yesterday. The Delta kite would have took the air with no problem, but I wanted a little bit of a challenge. So, hang tight. Hello, how are you? So, man, what do I do if my Keurig cup is stuck? What do I do if my Keurig cup is stuck in a little thingy there? Okay. All right. I do. Pardon me, sir. I don't mean to interrupt you. The young lady asked me to see you. My Keurig cup is stuck. What should I do? All right, we'll be over there kicking the machine ass. They come over like fam. It's this little Red Eye joint. And it's sitting right on the edge, too. Got me looking salty. We're about to fight.
Good looking.
I appreciate you. That's crazy.
All right.
Okay, so I got my Keurig cup. You hear me? And it's going down now. So it's going down. All right, I'm excited now. All right, there we go. Y'all hear that? Gotta make that cup of coffee going. Thanks, Reese. Appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? All right, man, so that's how we do it. We got our coffee going now. All right, so I want to go for my next kite flight. I wanted to be 1,000 feet. All right, now I'm going to be linking up with my guy, Seth Love, who just got his first kites. He's got a Delta, and he has this, like, really neat Eagle Hawk kind of kite thing, right? So I'm really excited to link up with him. But the last time he showed me his order, he showed me what he had ordered online, and he had the two kites, and he had the roller, the big circular roller line. And yeah, I seen that. I was like, no, dude, he's not going to get out here on the field, be flying way higher than me. I'm not having that. So now I have to order 1,000 feet of line. He said he has 300 yards coming. So if we know now that if he flies 300 yards, well, if he flies 300 feet, excuse me, we know that I can get 310 feet. But look, I'm going to get 1,000 feet, and then I'm going to be unstoppable. You know, nobody's going to be flying higher than me. Okay? That's one of the things we do in Philly, you know, when we fly. It's not just about flying. It's not about just always just stunt kites and things. We really like nice single line flying where we go for height. Who can put the kite up the highest, you know, and keep it. Believe it or not, getting a kite to a certain height isn't so easy. It is under the right conditions and things, but there's still a challenge. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. See, like yesterday, I had an experience getting that kite up because it's tricky, you know what I mean? It wasn't exactly really, really heavy winds yesterday. They were kind of, they were apparent, they were there. They were continuous, but you needed to catch them. You needed to catch the breeze. And as long as you caught the breeze and you move quickly, you can get the kite up. But needless to say, I had a few struggling attempts. Just adding some milk to the coffee here, guys. Then we're gonna be good to go. Yeah, so you know, it took a few attempts to get it up there, but I was able to. Oh gosh, everything is just all over the place in here right now. All over the place. Okay. Alright, guys, here we go. Hold on. I'm trying to find the lid. You know how they go into a place, they got the lids over here, the cup over here, the milk is over there, the sugar's over there. Yeah, you know, one of those days. I need a spoon. We'll get a spoon. The spoon all the way over by the solid bars. That's crazy, but what are you going to do, right? I pray for everybody who works in retail. Yeah, man, so I'm looking to get out there with my man Seth Bleezy and do some serious kite flying. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I don't want anybody to be able to touch a part of the sky I can't touch. So I'm getting in a thousand feet of line. And then I'm going to be going in with that. That is fantastic. 1,000 feet of line. Mm-hmm. All right, so it's going down. All right, we got our coffee here. Yeah, so I'm excited about that. You know, I'll be able to do 1,000 feet flying, and then I'll be able to put another kite up a couple hundred feet. You know, and then after that, you guys know the move is going to be 2,000 and so forth. You know, we want to go to 1,000 feet, then we want to keep going higher and higher. That's sort of a Philly thing, you know. How high can you get your kite up there? Not only can you do tricks and things, but how high can you fly it? Also, we like to consider how long one can fly a kite at a particular height. Okay. We also look at how skilled one can be at low flight with a single line kite. Can you keep your single line kite at low flight suspended? You know, and that's, and it gets a little tougher when you're in a low winds or you're in a low height, low level of flight, because the wind's a lot less consistent. So you get these breaks and things like that. Yep. But we're here and we're doing it up right now. I'm just cruising the market right now, guys, checking things out because I like to do stuff like that. Yep. So yeah, man, you know, I just wanted to talk with you guys this morning because I love the listeners from all over the world, man. Shout out to everybody who's been tuning in. I've been making friends from all over the place, and I appreciate that. So here we go. Oh, they got interesting watering stuff out here. Some watering cans for the low. I'm a big plant guy, if you don't know. I love me some plants, you know. Maybe I'll find something in here that's useful to me. Who knows? All right, well, guys, I think I'm going to let you go. Okay, we've been talking for about 11 minutes now. We'll make this the last minute. But yeah, I'm going to let you guys go. I got some errands to run. I'm going to sip this rest of this coffee. Check my stocks, maybe. I'm looking for some new investments to make today. My stocks have been performing very well these past couple weeks, so I'm amped. And yeah, man, make sure you guys are tuning in at anchor.fm/215. This is Mr. Hurd, Nonstop Working. All right, make sure you tell your friends about us. And please, comment. All right, you guys be good, and until next time.